Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your host Joe Shortridge and this other lady.
Me.
You.
What's happening, Joseph Dean?
Nothing. Busy
week.
Busy week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started off right. We went to a ghost hunt at the Collingwood Art Center in Toledo, Ohio, which was amazing.
I always like going there.
I do too. I love that building. It's so much fun. And our host was Erie Shores Paranormal, who is with us today.
Yep.
Welcome, Chad and Heather from Erie Shores.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How did you guys enjoy Collingwood? You have a good time there?
We've been to a couple of the paracons that they've had in the past, but we've never actually investigated. So that was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun investigating with you guys.
Of course. You know,
public hunts are always an interesting thing to attend because some people are scared and they try and scare themselves right. Or, you know, they don't know how to investigate and they're learning and that's great. And that's what we were doing there. They asked us to come in and host it. So somebody who's been doing this in the field for a long time, you know, the people could gravitate towards us, investigate with us, ask us questions, that kind of thing. So it was a good time.
Yeah. And, you know, like I really like working with your team and coming to your guys' events because your team members do take the time to answer the people's questions. I saw a lot of people, you know, going up to like Lori and asking questions. And her and I had a great conversation about some spiritual stuff beforehand, too. That was really, really cool. So, yeah, it was a great time. Now, I saw a shadow figure. I don't know. Did you catch anything? Did you go over your evidence yet?
I listened back to my voice recorder and what I thought was a whisper in like a direct relation to my question just turned out to be like somebody scuffing their foot or, you know, there's always that.
Yeah.
We did get a message from some of the attendees. One woman reached out and said that Jane, Lori, and Kim, who were the other three members of our team that were there, were very kind and they really enjoyed hunting with them and it was great. I mean, we encountered some couples and, you know, we asked every time, like, you know, you guys good? Do you need anything? You know, somebody had a rig bigger than Chad's all set up with his fuzzy microphone and stuff. I should be careful how I say that. But
I'll try not to take offense to that.
But, it was nice. Just there was a nice balance. And it was just kind of nice for us because we weren't as on as we've been in the past with our previous ghost hunts. So we just got to enjoy ourselves.
It's tough when there's so many people in the building and a lot of people that don't really know how to work the equipment and everything. And there was one kid there that he was his first time and he was all excited about it, but he had this equipment box that he was dragging around on wheels and you could hear it through the whole building, but it's his first time and that's how you learn.
Yeah, we all had to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that place is so amazing because it's so big and there's so many different places to go. Did you guys get up to the nun cells at all?
Yes.
We did get up there.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I just had a really weird feeling up there.
Didn't see
anything.
I feel comfortable up there. Like, I wanted to, like, put a beanbag in a corner and read a book for 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my favorite place, I like the basement. As always. Now, there was one spot in the base there was an access to was the dressing rooms, which I've investigated before and saw a really like full shadow figure in there.
Yeah, I don't know why they had it blocked off this time.
You never know.
Yeah.
You know.
They might have had an active show, like stuff stored.
That's possible too, yeah.
Because they had that circus, that aerial circus thing going on and they were building props for a show. I would love to go check out one of their performances.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids are in youth theater, and so being in the building was just fascinating for me. Like, wow, if we lived close enough, we would totally be involved in this place.
So. Yeah, and the one place that they don't let you investigate in is the children's theater, which is when you first come in. And my nephew, like probably 20 or 30 years ago, had an experience in there.
Oh,
seeing
man.
A ghost. And, you know, it's just one of those things like, man, if I could just get in there, right? There might be something in there. But no, it's just an amazing place. Everywhere you go in there, there's so many nooks and crannies and little places to investigate. And every time I go there, I just see something different, right?
That's a different type of entity
or spirit or shadow figure.
I've never investigated in the basement theater. They call it the underground. I And that's where we started our investigation. And we were getting some activity. I mean, the K2 meters were going crazy.
Yeah, till I got there.
Yeah. Jen saw a shadow figure down there. I don't know if it's paranormal, but the lights, it was really weird because there's several lighting areas in there. There's above the control panel where the soundboard and everything is, there's a light that's screwed into the wall. But I was sitting there and the lights kept dimming. And it wasn't just one, it was all of them just like dimming. I don't know if it was paranormal or not, but that was a weird thing that happened there.
I know around that corner where the mixing board and stuff was, there was a bulb, an LED bulb on a dimmer. And I didn't notice any other lights dimming like you probably did. But when I was investigating over there, somebody saw the light go dim. So while I was standing over there, it did it a couple of times.
Yeah.
So I have to assume it was because of the dimmer switch.
That's possible.
But I didn't see any other lights go dim.
Yeah, just that one. Really weird.
It's always a good time. Like
it's always exciting, you know, when something like that happens and you get to debunk it or not, and you just never know.
Yeah. So the main reason you guys are coming in today is to tell everybody about your upcoming event, which is at another famously haunted location here in Toledo. So we'll let you tell us a little bit about the Midwest Parafest 3. It's happening this April.
Yeah, April 25th, we're going to be hosting our event at the Oliver House in Toledo, which is a new venue for us. We're really excited. They have three fully functioning restaurants in the building. They have apartments. They are an event facility, so you can rent it for weddings. They have a huge warehouse on property that you can, you know, do huge events in. And then they also have smaller rooms inside, which is what we chose. We're going to have a large vendor room. We're going to have a speaker room. And then we're going to have a presentation room in the second floor of the Oliver House. There is an elevator, which is a bonus over our previous location. The only side note is that into the lobby, which is the vendor room, it's only accessible by 9 stairs. But 9 stairs is better than lots of stairs.
And if you are handicapped and you cannot make it up there, Chad's willing to carry you up.
Personally, yep, just put you on his back.
Grab on my back and I'll...
We'll make it work.
Joe and Chad will lift. We'll make sure that anybody who wants to get in to see the vendors can. But the speaker room and the presentation room are fully handicap accessible with the elevator. There's zero barrier. And the gallery reading will also be in the presentation room. It's called the Ottawa Room. And so we're really excited about the venue and about the coziness of it. And we're really also excited about the professional staff, the event level staff that the place has. Maureen, their manager, has been great to work with.
That's great. Now tell our listeners about some of the guests and speakers that you're going to have, because this is really exciting news for Toledo. Come on, bring it on.
Our first year, we had a couple of these speakers, celebrities, you may call them. And they're such a draw, and they're still on TV, and they have such great things to talk about. Our main person that we're really excited about is Chip Coffey, psychic medium, world-renowned. He's on Kindred Spirits almost every week with Amy and Adam. You might remember him from Psychic Kids and
Paranormal State.
So he's been doing the circuit for a long time, and he's a crowd favorite. He's a big draw, and just to meet him and talk to him is one thing, but to go to a gallery reading and possibly get some kind of communication from the other side through him is exciting.
And he's a hoot, I'm telling you. At your event last year, I popped into one of his speech, and he is just so entertaining and just so funny. He's very serious on TV and he takes what he does very seriously and he's very good at what he does, but he was just hilarious. I was in stitches.
And like, so relatable.
Yeah.
And just down to earth.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So for our guests who might be wondering, some people don't know what a gallery reading is. Mm-hmm. And we do have the morning or the day long portion of the event. The doors open at 9 a.m. and your $40 conference ticket will get you in the doors where you can visit with the vendors, hear the presentations, and visit with the speakers in their speaker room. Chip Coffey will be showing up at 11 and he's speaking at 11:30, and that's just a general Q&A, here's what's going on in my life, here's my background kind of thing. That'll be from 11:30 to 12:30. And then at 6 p.m., he's performing a ticketed gallery reading. So you do have to purchase a separate ticket for that. In advance, the gallery reading tickets are $60. The conference tickets are $40. You can combo them for $100. Easy math. But on site day of, the conference tickets will be $50 and the gallery reading tickets will be $70 if you don't buy them ahead of time. So save yourself a couple dollars. But during the gallery reading, what happens is we're limited to 100 seats in the Ottawa room, and Chip will read anybody who comes through to him, mm-hmm. not anybody who has a ticket, but anybody who he gathers a connection with. Even if you're not a recipient of his personal readings, you'll still feel validated and feel connected mm-hmm. to the people that are in there. His readings are spot on, and he definitely touches on some pretty personal and emotional things. But the exciting part about it is that there are literally only 100 seats in there. There's not 1,000 seats in the auditorium. There's not 20,000 seats in the auditorium, and the ticket is only $60. So you know Chip is valid. You know he's important. You know he's world-renowned. He's been around for a long time. And so to have that intimate of an experience with him for $60, like, you can't mm-hmm. beat it. And if you do come and you buy the conference ticket, you can go to his meet and greet table and have a personal conversation with him and buy his picture and get his autograph. And just, he's just a great guy. So that's just to give the details, because I have had people ask me, well, what is a gallery reading? Yeah. And for those of us who do this all the time, we know we just have to explain. So it's not a private reading and you're not guaranteed a reading, but you're in the room with him while he's reading people.
And you'll see the energy that he puts out.
Oh, yeah.
Even if he doesn't do a reading for you, you still are going to be able to experience his presence and
absolutely
see what he does. And just, and that's another good thing about your convention is the people that you have coming in, the speakers and all that coming in, the celebrities coming in are accessible. You can, yes. You can walk right up to their table and talk to them.
It's not a velvet rope situation.
No.
No, not at all. So our second high-end, not that the other people are not all high-end, but our big names are Greg and Dana Newkirk,
mm-hmm.
the Traveling Museum of the Paranormal and Occult, and Hellier fame, mm-hmm. recently yeah. won a bunch of awards at the Prison Film Festival in Texas. I know Greg was tweeting and Facebooking about how excited they were.
And his award in the paper bag.
And so they have lots of really cool objects that are haunted or cursed, and they tell their stories about how they gathered them and or how they've released them back into the wild, as I like to call it. Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool about that is that even though it's called a museum, you can actually handle these items.
Yeah.
They have like scrying mirrors. And Billy, the idol, you can hold him. And the stories that go along with the items are really intriguing. And then you can go to where they're set up and handle these things. It's really cool.
Yeah. I love seeing their display. I've seen them at many different conventions. And there'll be a line.
Always.
A line trying to get into always. Their tent. But, you know, it's so unique what they do, is being able to bring haunted or cursed or unusual objects to the location,
the yeah.
whereas you don't have to travel to a museum or a hometown or wherever they will be at. So, you know, they have some of these really unique things. Like, I know when I walked by their tent one time, the first time they were at Michigan Paracon, like, the energy coming off of that stuff mm-hmm. was, I couldn't even go in. I was like, I can't yep. even go in. You know, I'm like, it's too strong for me. I'll stay back here.
And sometimes the energy you feel is from Greg and Dana themselves, because yeah. they're always positive and they'll talk to anybody and they really take the time to spend with each person that comes, you know, to their display.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then I see here you also have Andrea Perrin.
Yes.
Who is...
Oh, we love her.
Oh, we love her. Oh, my God.
Have you had her on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah,
good.
We
okay.
have. Yeah.
We have to get her back on. It's yes. been a while.
Yeah, so Andrea And we just clicked. I don't know how to explain it.
She's the best energy.
Her energy is exactly what I was going to say.
She's like,
her energy just draws radiates. You in. And she actually snagged me at Paracon. It was so incredible. You know, there are over 1,000 guests at Paracon, plus, you know, easily 100 people with the vendor tables and the celebrities and the handlers. So, you know, you're looking at 1,300 people on site. And I generally am not the kind of person who waits in line and fangirls. Yeah. You know, I'll wait till the crowd's gone or I'll catch them someplace else. Mm-hmm. So I stood in line for Andrea. Poor thing was waiting to take a bathroom break, waiting for food, but she would not stop because her line was not going away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as an investigator, you're skeptical when somebody reads you, mm-hmm. right? You just think, like, okay, they were on my Facebook. Right, they know my life, you know. But when you see this woman who has traveled, you know, thousands of miles and is talking to all of these people, and she picks up on something, mm-hmm. like, there's no way you remembered anything scrolling through Facebook randomly right. to pick this up. So she says to me, Hansen, right? And I said, yeah. And she said, having a hard time with your last name, but somebody's here with you. And I'm like, Hansen? And she's like, yeah, yeah. And I said, well, I guess I'll have to ask my ex-husband who passed recently because Hansen is my, you know, mm-hmm. former married name. And she goes, okay. And she just, like, it wasn't clicking.
Yeah.
And I walk away and I say to Chad, oh, apparently somebody in Jeff's family must have passed on and they're hanging out by me, which wouldn't be unheard of because mm-hmm. I have a good relationship with them. And he said, your mom's last name is Hinson.
Which is close to Hansen. Yeah.
Which and it explained close, yeah. Andrea's confusion over Hinson Hansen.
Yeah.
Like, it was so of course then I'm crying at the casino, you know, and I had to explain it to her. But it was just very touching.
Yeah.
But other than that, she just has this sisterly, motherly, loving family energy. But we are having her come to speak about her intergalactic communication, as I like to call it.
That's cool.
So there's always the conjuring stuff
right.
that she talks about.
Right.
And she's an excellent writer. She's read some of the stuff to me that, you know, Andrea's written on her Facebook page. And that's fantastic. So once she goes through the books.
Absolutely. Like,
I'll try and tackle
She's amazing. She has so many layers to her. You know, she was involved in the theater. She's an excellent writer. You know, we were with her when she was trying to bring the UFOs out in, in Houghton Lake. But yeah, she's just, I get energy from her. Like, just being in the same room for her, she just, one of those, like, she has it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's very few people, like, you know, you feel their presence when they walk in the room. And it's not because we're psychic or anything. It's because that person has it, you know? Well,
it's when you said it, you started crying. We've been with her a lot. We've been around her a lot, and I've seen a lot of people cry.
Yes.
She brings out the tears. I don't know why, but she's so emotional, and she gets down to the root of your emotions.
She is just connected.
Yeah.
I mean, there is just the one word that comes to mind is connection. And her, back to her writing, Chad was saying, in the House of Darkness, House of Light series, her level of descriptiveness, the details, the imagery that she paints is just incredible. But we have asked her to speak specifically about A Wonder to Behold, her book that she wrote. I want to say it was last year it came out, about communicating with the other beings, the netherworld. I don't know how to explain it.
Dimensional.
Yeah. And if you've been at an event with her and you've heard her sing and call to them and they've come, people have pictures of them, you know, showing up. She just is incredibly blessed with connections to every dimension. It's amazing. So we're excited to hear what she has to say about her alien friends.
Yeah, I've never heard her talk about the aliens.
That's we're excited to have that.
I've heard her tell a story about the three-book series, House of Darkness, House of Light. Her family asked her not to include some of the other experiences she had at the house that weren't ghosts and spirits and things of the past, but she actually had a couple of experiences where she saw something she could not describe, UFO call it, that she left out of that book. And that's why she wrote this other one, to tackle those topics of things that she has experienced and how she communicates with them.
Yeah, it's fascinating every time that we've seen her out and people with her, let's say up in Sault Ste. Marie, calling the alien, I guess I'll just say aliens, whatever, right. Aliens too there. And then all of a sudden you see something in the sky moving. And it's like, oh my goodness. And people about lose their minds. They're like, oh my God.
But yeah, when we were in Houghton Lake, it was the same thing. And it was a rainy night that night, so there was clouds in that. So she's out there singing to him, and all of a sudden you see lights, and it's like,
yeah. Right, yeah. So,
I just think she's just going to be an amazing guest at your event.
Thank you. We're really.
I have never heard anybody say anything negative about her.
No.
You never walk by and hear somebody go, gosh, I don't like her.
Yeah.
You just don't.
No. If they did,
I think I'd have to throw a punch them.
I want to say that I've never seen her mad, but the one time, I couldn't believe it was her. We were catty corner from her at Michigan Paracon, and somebody dumped a giant glass of coffee all over her stuff, all over her photos.
That was her dad.
But she just, all of a sudden, you hear her go, no, and she was mad.
Yeah. But even then, she... Ten minutes later, she was fine.
Completely fine. Yeah.
So we also have two local to Michigan people, talent that Chad and I have grown close to. Our team has done some work with in the past. And to round out the topics, we are going to be opening the speakers at 10 a.m. with Tim Woolworth. Mm-hmm. Tim has founded two websites that are phenomenal sources of information for anybody interested in the paranormal world. He has paranormalstudy.com, I believe that's it, and ITC Voices. And both of those are dedicated research pages where you can read up on pretty much any subject that you're looking for information on. But that day, Tim is going to be talking about the existence of the subconscious or unconscious mind and the energy that it pulls. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate to hear him speak at an event at the Old Mill in Dundee, and it just captivated me. And so I immediately, when we started booking our lineup for this year, I think he was like the second person that we asked, you know, hey, we really, really want to have you present this topic for us at the show. So at 10 a.m., Tim Woolworth will be joining us and kicking off the event. And then...
Oh, wait, I want to talk about that a little bit. The ITC Voices page is, anybody who knows Tim knows about his high level of involvement with like spirit boxes, those kinds of things. He's got an original Frank's box. He knew Frank. He's really kind of an expert when it comes to the use of these different spirit communication boxes. And that's what we've always had him talk about when we've worked with him, because that's like his niche. That's his area of expertise. And we heard him speak at the Old Mill, and we were both floored, because he wasn't talking about spirit boxes. He was talking about something on a deeper level. You know, you think about your subconscious or whatever, you know, you just think, sometimes you think things and they happen or whatever. And he goes into some great depth and detail about the unconscious, subconscious mind. And it's just a higher level of thinking that'll leave you scratching your head. It's really an interesting topic.
Yeah, we've heard him speak, and he what I like is, it's not, you come in and you talk in this box. He goes to a place that, you know, like deep.
Yeah.
You know, like
very, his knowledge knows no depths.
Yeah. Definitely. And he likes to wear tinfoil on his head sometimes. So. Like, we love him, right?
Like, he's like a master craft beer maker.
I was going to mention that, because the Oliver House is known as it's a microbrewery.
Yep.
And he's coming to there, so I think that he should try some microbrew. He'll probably be in where the tanks are and everything.
He'll be walking around.
Right. We should make some kind of a deal. Oh, I wonder if we could get them to do some kind of Tim Woolworth brew.
Yeah.
Don't even tell them about it.
Yes. Right? Shh, you didn't hear that. Well, Joe's going to edit that out. And then rounding out our speakers, very dear to our hearts, is Ms. Exie Smith, author, medium, psychic, just all around amazing woman. She was at Midwest Parafest 1. She could not come to 2 because her niece was getting married out of town. I've done an event with her in Pontiac. She's doing vendor shows all over the place. She's just such a heartwarming, kind person and very knowledgeable about the psychic and medium world and the spiritual world. And she's had some incredible experiences with cases, intense experiences with cases. And so what we asked Exie to discuss, instead of talking about the psychic medium stuff, we asked her to talk about cleansing, closing cases. So when you have a family that needs help, and you know, we as a team will go in and we'll investigate and we'll say, like, okay, I got this EVP, I got this picture, we had this personal experience, now what do you want to do? Well, you know, I'm no healer, I'm no spiritually gifted person, so we do have to bring people in to cleanse and close cases. And Exie has a lot of experience with that, and so we asked her to fully round out the paranormal investigative experience and talk about how she handles the end of cases and wrapping them up. So we're excited to have opening your mind, you know, being read by a psychic and growing up psychic. We've got the haunted objects plus the Hell Year documentary that Greg and Dana did. And then we've got our friends, the aliens, with Andrea. So we think we've hit on pretty much everything. I know we're disappointed that we couldn't squeeze a Bigfoot speaker in. Oh, I'm sorry. But after our first
year.
Hit
me next time.
We'll leave that to you guys.
Yeah. Right? After our first year, when we did like 9 speakers and 15-minute breaks, one of the biggest pieces of feedback we got was that people wanted more time with the speakers and more breaks in between. So we are doing an hour speaker presentation, a half an hour break. So we have 5 speaking slots, and then we have Chip Coffee's gallery reading. And then for those people who were lucky enough to get in on the pre-sale tickets, at 8 p.m. we're having a VIP dinner, which is catered by Rockwell's Toledo, which is a very fine steak place, on site at the Oliver House. And there will be 6 tables, and the guests who have tickets will get to actually sit down with one of our speakers at their table and have dinner with them and enjoy their company and some trivia by none other than the amazing Marvin.
Oh, my man Marvin. He's amazing.
And we're working on, hopefully we can tweak the budget a bit and get some other entertainment at dinner.
So, you know, like Joe and I went to the dinner and at your last event, we had a blast.
I'm so glad to hear that.
We had so much fun, and we won trivia.
That's so right. Booyah. I remember.
Yeah. Were you at the Jeff Mudgett table?
Yes, I was.
Well, Marvin is going to be doing trivia at a place in Woodhaven, I believe. So maybe when he does that, you guys could come up and we could come down.
Let's do it.
We could do a trivia night. So in addition to our amazing speakers who, you know, we do this so they have a place to connect with the people and the people have a place to connect with them. We couldn't do it without the support of our sponsors. First and foremost, our presenting sponsor, 3rd year running. They've increased their sponsorship every year. Eagle Security Services out of Detroit, Michigan. The first year, you know, they sponsored a nice amount. The second year, they doubled it. And this year, they said, well, what do we have to do to be it? So they came in as our presenting sponsor. So you will see in our logo this year, Eagle Security presents Midwest Parafest. Oh, cool. Yeah. Coming in right underneath them are friends at the Stimson Hospital, Chris and Pam Sturgill, as a bronze sponsor, as well as our good friend Susie Tanner, Susie's Heart and Soul Boutique. Susie has an online Facebook group where she sells clothing and leggings to women, and just we have fun, support each other, and she's just very supportive of the paranormal community. Get your ghost and Bigfoot and leggings, alien leggings.
Yes. She has the most interesting leggings.
I know.
You would not find these things in a store anywhere.
Right? I have the coolest Bigfoot leggings I got from her. I bought some for myself, for my sister. I got ones with crystals and gemstones on it.
Yeah,
I was
going to say the crystal ones, yeah.
They were amazing.
So, and the Stimson Hospital, Chris and Pam Sturgill, is in Eaton Rapids, nope. Michigan. It's a historically haunted
the little town I grew
building.
Up in. Oh, yeah. So growing up there, you know, we knew that was the old hospital. And forever ago, they turned it into four apartments. So up until Chris and Pam bought it, it was four different apartments, and it was kind of run by a slumlord guy. Chris and Pam took it over, and right away they started making improvements. And they're actually, their goal is to turn this old, you know, hospital into a bed and breakfast. I've actually investigated there twice, and there's some really creepy stuff that happens there. So big plug for the Stimson Hospital. They have events throughout the year. Sometimes they do like a murder mystery dinner kind of thing. Other times they'll have psychics that we are all friends with come there for events, and they'll do like a ghost hunt and stuff. So, you know, Stimson Hospital.
And then we also have our kickoff sponsors, who are generally paranormal teams who would like to be supportive of the event, and we appreciate them tremendously. We have Toledo Spirit Hunters. We have Holland, Ohio Paranormal Society, our good friends Jennifer and Jeff Henderzak. Monroe Escape Rooms, if you're looking for a good time, go visit them off of, is it La Pleasance Road?
Pleasance,
La
yeah.
Pleasance Road in the strip mall. Try to get out of Merlin's Castle, escape the curse. Area 51, Sherlock Holmes Room. They do great puzzles, and we've gotten out of every room we've done, knock on wood.
Because you guys are smart.
No.
I'd be in there all night, like, look, somebody just let me out of
when you
pee.
Have 10 people, like, somebody has to find a clue somewhere, and you get through. We also are kickoff sponsored by Ohio Ghost Hunters and the Michigan Paranormal Association, which has recently expanded its bylaws to include paranormal teams outside of Michigan. So we're really excited to spread that para love all the way outside of our borders. We will be joined by many repeat vendors. So if you've seen some of our friends at ParaFest 1 and ParaFest 2, you should be able to catch them again at ParaFest 3. Shiloh Bean, all the way from Georgia,
wow,
is coming up. Timeless Treasures. Susie's Heart and Soul Boutique. She'll be joining us with her leggings. I don't know, these weirdos, Joe.
These podcast
Jen,
people.
These podcast people.
Very
two,
annoying.
Two stalkers.
Always trying to talk to
They're
people
very
and stuff.
Annoying.
We're your stalkers. You're number one stalkers.
Stop by and give them some love. April's Realm with her crystal jewelry. And her sister with the Forest Edge. And then our good friends Adam and Deb, psychic mediums, doing readings. They host their paranormal radio show on
Beyond the
Monday
Silence.
Night, yeah. Beyond the Silence. Swippy, our good friends in Dundee, and the Old Mill Museum will be visiting us. We're still hoping that our cake drop lady, Serendipity Cakery, is going to be there to sweeten us up even more.
And every year when we have them, some of our vendors will be like, don't put them next to me. I will gain 100 pounds.
That. Yes,
We've
yes.
Done that.
So delicious.
We have new to the event this year, Sarah Rupert Dupree of Motor City Ghost Hunters. She'll be doing readings. And soul empowerment for all of your crystal and accessory needs. We're also featuring Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunter Society and their college classes at Owens. Brian Danhausen's doing his spirit painting,
oh, okay.
which everybody Great. Loves.
Yeah. Yes.
Mist and her dolls, Mystery Creations, will be there. And then, of course, it wouldn't be a paranormal convention if we didn't have our crocheted beasties.
Yeah, Patty's gonna be there.
So we have quite the roundup of vendors. Yeah. So, you know, get your tickets ahead of time so that you can bring your paycheck that day and give them some support. I'd like to add, and I really appreciate you guys bringing us on so we can talk about the event, but I'd also like to talk about why we do the event. Someone at some point had accused us of having this big money maker.
Well, yeah, they're always, right?
Yeah. I'm here to tell you that financially, if you are looking to make big money, do not produce events. The team, Erie Shores, has put on this event for the third year in a row because we have people in our lives who make things and want to sell them, and they need places to vend and get their support and make their living. We have people in our lives who travel and speak and have a lot to say that's important, and we want them to have a venue to say it. But we also want our guests and the new people, the people who are curious and interested, who might be, I'm not going to go buy a ticket to a ghost hunt because I've never been on a ghost hunt, but I want to hear what someone has to say. So for $40, you can come get enlightened and educated, meet some really cool people. And I'm going to promise you, if you don't meet somebody you click with at this event, then you're a super weirdo and we don't want you there anyways.
But we like our weirdos.
Yeah.
Love them. No, Joe and I have done probably hundreds of conventions, and, the show that you guys put on, we always just say this is one of the best ones because you treat the vendors, like gold, right?
Thank you.
We've been to some that haven't, but no, and you guys always have, you have great talent. You have a good variety of vendors. I know when I come, I spend all my money that I make because, it's a great place that you can go and you can listen to vendors. You can buy things that you normally can't get.
Right.
And support somebody,
right,
who maybe this is their living, doing readings. And
a lot of it is like handcrafted stuff.
Right.
You're not going to buy this stuff in a store,
right,
Five and Below or, Dollar General, because it's just that high quality. You're not going to find this stuff mass produced. I'm always impressed with like Beasties, you never see Patty without some kind of, crocheting stuff in her hand, and the same thing with April, that's wire that's hand twisted into jewelry. And it's like, someday your hands are going to give out and you won't be able to do it anymore.
Right.
So we want to support our friends while we can.
You can always find something unique that you'll have forever, and you'll remember where you got it at, and you'll remember how much fun you had at this place when you got to go and see Chip Coffee and Greg and Dana and Exie and Tim
and Andrea.
And
like I said before about the speakers, when you guys go to these events, talk to the vendors, because there's so much knowledge down in the vendor room that people want to talk to you. Go down, talk to the vendors, learn their story. They'll teach you stuff.
Right.
If you have any questions about the paranormal, there you go. You're in one place where you can talk to anybody
about anything. Mm-hmm. I will say this. I've belonged to a lot of communities in my life. I've only been a member of the paranormal community for about 5 years now. And never in any faction, in any event, in any community, have I ever felt so at home. Mm-hmm. I have so many friends that I would have never met if it weren't for this silly ghost hunting thing, and outside of the paranormal world, I could reach out to any of them, and we share and we love and we laugh and we party, and it's just one big happy family, and we welcome anybody who wants to come be a part of it.
And in a haunted location too. So
yes,
let's not forget that this hotel, there have been spirits of, Oliver.
Yes.
Oliver Hazard Perry spotted there, as well as his wife. This is a historic building, and
it was built in
1859. It was actually used as a hospital during the Spanish-American War.
Mm.
It was one of the first luxury hotels in Toledo. They bragged about having gas lighting in every room. Every room had a fireplace, and every room was luxurious. And it was close to, you know, where all the trains came in. So it was easily accessible. But then all the main businesses started moving away from that area. But it's one of the only buildings in Toledo that has never been empty or abandoned. It's always housed some kind of business. And now they're doing great business with the restaurants and the Mommy Bay Brewing Company. It's a beautiful location. It is.
Yeah, isn't Buckeye Beer made there?
Yes.
Yeah. So if anybody's out there listening that wants to get some authentic Toledo beer.
Right. Buckeye Beer. Spirits and spirits, yeah. Right?
Spirits and spirits.
And I know I've told you guys about this, but maybe the listener doesn't know, but that location used to be a Indian burial mound. There was one right next, not the exact location, but right next to it was an Indian burial mound that they tore down to build the railroad area and all that was around there at the time. So the place is very haunted.
It's a very spiritual
And you said there's
place.
Like sealed in skeletons mm-hmm. in like the parking lot yeah. or something.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So there so was a burial ground, and when they built the, added on the parking lot instead of relocating the graves, they just built they asphalted it over it. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of energy. You're next to water, you know, maybe a historic location. There have been sightings of spirits in that building. So, you know what? I mean, you can't even get a dinner and a movie for $40. Now right. here you can come and go to a haunted location, meet people from the paranormal, come right. shop all your, get all your stuff at 222's. No, come tell your ghost stories. Right. But no, you guys, we're really excited that this event's going to take place. Remind everybody the date, the time, and where they can find information about it.
Absolutely. The event is taking place on Saturday, April 25th. The doors open to ticket holders for the conference at 9 a.m. Speakers run from 10 o'clock until 5:30. Then Chip Coffee will have his gallery reading at 6 and the VIP dinner is at 8. But the vendor room will remain open until 8 p.m. So people, after they're done hearing all the speakers, can go back and purchase their last minute stuff and finish up conversations. You can visit us at www.erieshoresparanormal.com, like Lake Erie, E-R-I-E. That's our website for ticket purchases. We also have a Facebook page, Midwest Parafest. There's a Facebook event for Midwest Parafest 3. Also, keep your eyes peeled for an announcement about the Sunday vendor show that's taking place at the Maumee Elks Lodge, about 20 minutes from the Toledo Oliver House. We'll have 30 vendors there, some more psychics and readers. Like Exie is doing it the second day. Shiloh will be there the second day. That event's going to run from 12 to 6, and that'll be free admission just for vendors. Like you'll just be coming to a vendor show. But there will not be any of the paranormal speakers speaking, and just keep that in mind.
So when someone leaves the building, what do you think, or what do you want their last thoughts to be about the event? What do you want them to think?
As much as it pains me to say this, wow, I can't wait till next year.
Exactly.
Don't hit me, Chad.
Always talking about next year.
Yeah.
Next year. Yep.
I just want people to come away with a heartwarming comfort, new friends, new connections.
And that's the thing, too. These events, you start going to them, and this will be your third one, so it's like a family affair.
Mm-hmm.
And even as a guest, it becomes a family affair. You get to know all the people, and you do. You wait for next year.
Yeah, because when we're not planning an event, we're going to events. Mm-hmm. For example, this Friday, we're driving up to Houghton Lake for the Potographs for Pooches event put on by Tim Miley of Fox City Paranormal. I'm not sure if I butchered their team name, but they are supporting the Silver Muzzle Cottage in Houghton Lake, which is a pet rescue, I believe a hospice, pet hospice rescue.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so all the proceeds from that event, which are happening on Saturday, the 7th of March, all the proceeds from that event are going to be donated to Silver Muzzle Cottage. Tim does a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
He'll make you cry.
And Houghton Lake is awesome. That's a beautiful place.
I'm excited. I've never been. I've been to Higgins once. I've never been to Houghton.
I love it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Beautiful.
Now, can people purchase tickets at the door?
Or, yes.
Okay.
To Silver Muzzle, to
to your event.
Or to our event, yes.
To your event or online?
You can purchase tickets online in advance. Like I said, the conference tickets are $40. The gallery reading tickets are $60. But if you need to wait until the day of, ticket sales online will stop on Friday at 5 p.m. Saturday morning, they'll be available at the door for $50 for the conference and $70 for the gallery reading. We will combo them for $110 to save you.
But if you think you want to go to the gallery reading, there's no guarantee that it won't sell out before the day.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because we're about two-thirds of the way.
Because the VIP dinner is already sold out. Right. And, you know, it's the same space that'll be taken up by the gallery reading. Instead of having dining tables, there'll be all chairs so we can fit more people in there. But the tickets are selling. Even sitting here doing this podcast, we sold tickets.
That's amazing.
You know, and it's exciting.
Yeah. And it's like, it's an intimate gallery reading. Like you said, it's not going to be thousands of people to where Chip's not going to look up at the crowd and go, not you, you way up there in the corner.
Right.
It's an intimate affair.
It is.
You're 20 feet from him.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely bring your scarves.
Yeah. Well, we just want to say thank you, Joe and Jen, for always being so supportive of us and being great friends and, you know, looking forward to seeing you more.
Pair unity.
That's it. Yeah. Sharing the love. Just when you come to the event, just put your arms out and hug everybody.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. Nowadays, we might have to do some fist bumps and some air hugs or something. Bring your hand sanitizer.
But no, appreciate you guys coming in. Make sure that you check out the Midwest Parafest on Facebook or on their website. Heather and Chad, always great to talk to you.
We'll link that up in the show notes also.
Awesome. Thank you.
But go up on Facebook, look them up, friend them.
Get your tickets quickly.
Get your tickets quick because this event will sell out. I know the gallery will definitely sell out. So, once again, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
It was fun. And let's leave with a little bit of 6 Second Crush. What's on your mind?
Bye-bye.
I try so hard.